It's Sunday, September 8th, 2024. I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from the Embattled Studios in Austin, Texas. Get ready.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So much for joining us on this live transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time in 50 seconds. And we are now only 57 days out from the most important election in world history. Then there's the 76 days. If Trump can get past all the fraud, if we can defeat the deep state, that will then unfold after all of that. Trump has been knocking it out of the park, pledging to sign an executive order outlawing the federal government being involved in working with big tech and other companies censoring and election meddling against the American people. And he also points out the truth that this really could be our last election. There'll still be elections like they have in Venezuela or Brazil, but the one-party globalist system will outlaw any real candidates or any real victories. And we've got incredible examples of that here, but also in Brazil, that have developed. But first, here's a few of the clips of President Trump.
Second, I will bring back free speech in America because it's been taken away. They've taken away your free speech, and the fake news is a threat to this country. They are just horrible. These are horrible people. Not everyone. I mean, I know most of them up there. Some are good. Hello, Brian. No, some are good, and most of them are just absolutely terrible human beings. They know what's going on. You know what they'll write today? But look at this crowd. It goes from corner to corner. I flew over, and I said, that's a lot of people down there. And you know what they'll say today or tomorrow when they write? Donald Trump spoke today in Wisconsin before a small crowd of people, a small gathering of people. They are just so bad. I don't know. You know, it's really hard to turn it back around unless they used to be like the police force that write the truth. But they're no longer the police force. They're the police force for opposite. They're a police force for bad. They're bad. They're bad people. And they're very dishonest. And a lot of people don't understand. When you're a politician like these people, like me, like others, and you happen to be a Republican or somewhat conservative, they write just the opposite of what the facts are. And if you're driving a cab, if you're an accountant, if you're a lawyer, if you're something, you know, other than that, you don't know the details. When we know the facts and then the story gets written, the exact opposite of what it is, you start to lose faith in the press, I will tell you. But I will sign an executive order banning any federal employee from colluding to limit speech, and we will fire every federal bureaucrat who's engaged in domestic censorship under the Harris regime. We will do that. I better win. I better win or you're going to have problems like we've never had. We may have no country left. It may be our last election. You want to know the truth? People have said that. This may be our last election. You got to get out and vote. This could be our last election.
And he has to speak from behind bulletproof glass, which is wise. All right. When we come back, I'm going to show you an example of where they still have elections, but they're ceremonial. And then the Democrats have one big tactic. Lie, 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 but we'll look at the lies. And one of the biggest they push everywhere, an admitted story sponsored by the DNC that at the very bottom admit that, but most people only read the paragraph, the first paragraph or two, or maybe just the headline, where they say, oh, Trump's desperate. You know he's going to lose. Oh, we're bracing for a contested election because they're planning to steal it again. But this time, the landslide's so big, like 2016, probably even bigger, they're going to have a problem. It was closer in 2020. People didn't know what they had until it was gone. But now folks know the curse that is the Democratic Party. We're live. It's Sunday, September 8th. Stay with us.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95.
high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Very honored, very blessed to have so many millions of people joining us. Despite all the censorship and attacks, we're still on air, and I'm very thankful and humbled by all of you. From the bottom of my heart, I salute you and ask you to redouble your efforts. 57 days, 9 hours, 53 minutes, 31 seconds to the most important election in world history, hands down. No one's even denying that, even the left. And then after Trump wins, if we can get past all the fraud, another 76 days until he's inaugurated on January 21st, 2025. All right. Let me do this. Let me tell you what's coming up, then we'll run through it all ahead of Chase Geiser at 6 p.m. Central in a little under 2 hours, taking over and always doing a superlative job, along with the amazing crew and all the callers and everybody else that's tuning in to the transmission tonight. I put out several tape reports yesterday, and I also did 2 hours live on Saturday, kind of a podcast format, not the talk radio format. And I took clips from Joe Rogan's show earlier in the week with professor and scientist Dr. Brett Weinstein talking about something that's been known for a long time, but now there's so many studies and final pieces, it's clear that it's premeditated, and we have clips of pharmaceutical company heads and government vaccine agency heads admitting it and laughing about it, and it's in the reports, going back 3-4 years, one is 4 years old, one is 3 years old, saying what's amazing is you take these mRNA shots and it erases your immune system. By the third shot, you have almost no immune system. You see a 5 to 6% reduction in your key white blood cell antibodies when you've taken two shots. One reduces it to massively 5 to 6 times lower than what you should have. And then by the fourth, fifth shot, you basically have no immune system depending on the person. Now, that's what they call in the literature VAIDS, vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome. And I thought it was a pretty important clip because the final pieces are Russia, China, and a bunch of other, quote, adversaries didn't take the shots. They outlawed the shots in China and other countries. And so Americans and Westerners have taken the shots. Around 70% of them have taken at least one or two of the shots. Isn't that the perfect system? You release a novel virus that has some effects, but it's about as bad as the flu, but it scares people. They then take a shot that's got spike protein in it and these other things that turn off the immune system. And it doesn't kill white blood cells like HIV does. It just turns them off. They just wander around doing nothing after that. And I had scientists on 4 years ago when the facts were coming out, when it first started, and they said, we don't know how long they stay turned off. Well, we're 4 years in, and they're still turned off. That's kind of a big deal. 1% of the U.S. population is on their 10th shot, 9th booster. Fauci's taking 6, he says. He's in the hospital all the time. I mean, this is just crazy. So that interview and those reports I put out, one version has 4 million views. put out some other variants of it, because one's 2 hours long, one's an hour long, one's 30 minutes long, and one's 20 minutes long. The one that's 20 minutes long is 4 million views. That's good. But it needs 100 million views. So it's on Real Alex Jones. I'm going to have the great Jamie White, who's up here on Sunday night, posting articles to take all of the reports, all four we did yesterday, at the top, the shorter one that people have time to watch, so you can get it, and you can watch it, and you can research it. And we have all the documents. We added that to the Joe Rogan interview. And you can put it out. Of course, I told you a week and a half ago, I had dinner with Brett, and he was getting ready to go on Joe and talk about this. And again, I'm not stealing his thunder. He did a great job of quantifying it. But this has been out for years, but even more data has been added to it. And then that dovetails with, and I'm going to get into this in the second hour. I'm going to cover political news first and a bunch of economic news, and it's all interconnected. In the same interview with Joe Rogan, he covered insurance actuary numbers that Edward Dowd started reporting on 3 years ago. And he said he had whistleblowers that were top actuarialists. That's a tongue twister. The new actuaries. There's nothing more accurate than insurance companies on statistics of death and illness, because they better know it or they're out of business real fast. And Joe quoted the new numbers that are exactly the same from 4 years ago, or almost 4 years ago, when the shots rolled out. So cancers have increased 300% on average, some 10,000%. All-cause mortality up 40%. It's higher in some groups. That's the average. 40% increase in death. World War II was a 7% increase worldwide. World War II was 7%. 40. Pulmonary embolisms up almost 500%. Do you wonder what causes that? Well, spike proteins that's being built and collected within your system that literally eat holes in your body. So I'll be playing that clip too. And I've got a bunch of breaking news on that. They've now announced the UN that they're going to roll out an mRNA so-called vaccine for monkeypox, even though it's only killed a couple hundred people worldwide, mainly homosexuals that have hundreds of sex partners a month in some cases, but most a year. And not to be too graphic, they're mainly getting on their mouths from eating poop out of someone's butt. And I'm sorry to be gross, folks, but that's what's doing this. And so now they're going to try to make everybody take a monkeypox shot that's mRNA. So this is a big deal. They've had mRNA injections around for 30 years. In every study, it kills a large part of the test subjects that are in the past rats and other mammals, pigs, you name it, mice, dogs, guinea pigs. Studies are literally thousands of them. And so sometimes we do miracles, though. They're not trying to kill you with a spike protein. But they would, you know, they had cases where they had one just this year of a kid with cancer. He was in remission. They gave him one shot. He was dead a week later. It usually liquefies the liver. The liver doesn't know how to deal with these kind of things. And it could actually reprogram your DNA. And it's been known for a long time when you do that, it kills an organism. That's why in Blade Runner, I mean, they've known it that long. Back in the 80s, that movie's, you know, based, updated off PKD's book, but they updated it with scientific knowledge at the time. And Roy Batty's talking to the head of Tyrell Corporation. He tricks his way into the, you know, penthouse. And he says, what would you like? He says, well, I'd like life. I want more life, effer. He says, well, I can augment you. I can give you new eyes. He goes, no, I only live 4 years. I want more life. He says, once an organism's main design has been set, if you try to reprogram it, it kills it very quickly. So, I mean, they've been trying this a while, okay. So, but they didn't do this in mass to try to save people with COVID. They knew day one it would erase your immune system. And I have the head of the Crick Institute, that's the main advisory board of the UK government, bragging right when it rolled out that it's going to totally erase your immune system. So it's going to be great business and you'll always need it. So I've got all these literally 50-something incredible clips and just massively insane news and more incredible developments with the Venezuelan crime gangs. The Democrats trying to deny it, now having to admit it, and then letting them murder suspects and attempted murder suspects out on $1,000 bails. I mean, I've got insane crap that's going on. But you have to understand, it's all being done by design to undermine civilization and society. And the globalists don't want you just having a job 9 to 5 and, you know, going to the mall and buying tennis shoes or going to play golf or going to church. They think you're worthless and eating their resources, non-renewables. And so they get up there at these big eugenics events for decades. I've got videos of Bill Gates and his foundation being given the depopulation award 22 years ago. And they say the real name of his foundation, the Bill Gates Population Control Institute. And then you wonder why he's in control of the whole world's vaccine supply except for China and Russia. And while they're doing this, it attacks your fertility. It erases your immune system. It causes cancer to explode. I mean, this is now, what's crazy is it's Journal of the American Medical Association. It's the British Medical Journal. I mean, every day I see huge prestigious reports confirming what we've known since before the shot rolled out. The FDA, in October of 2000, 3 months before the injections began, crew could pull it up. We pulled it up probably 800 times or more. I pull up every week for, you know, 4.5 years plus. My goodness, more than that. It's like 5 years. Even before the shots rolled out. And it says, list of probable adverse reactions. Blood clots, myocarditis, cancer, sudden death, infertility, dementia. And you're reading, you just type in FDA list of probable side effects from mRNA COVID injection. And you pull it up and you look at it, and that's in October of 2000. And then you've got Michael Yeadon, the former, you know, chief scientist at Pfizer over vaccines, coming out then and saying he'll do that. You got Wolfgang Wodarg, top scientist and former top advisor to the EU, filing it. Yeah, there it is. It's 2 pages of it. FDA safety surveillance of COVID vaccines, draft working list, possible adverse events, outcomes, subject to change. And they never changed. It's still there today. And you go read it. Oh, stroke, narcolepsy, convulsions, seizures, encephalitis, pancreatitis, Kawasaki disease, vaccine-enhanced disease, pregnancy and birth outcomes, meaning the kids die, other acute, it just goes on, non-anaphylactic allergic reactions. And that's just the first page. And then they started having billboards everywhere on buses. And, hey, kids have strokes too and heart attacks. Oh, and now they've exploded. It's the new normal. So I'm done talking about that now. But, yeah, it's great to get 7 million. No, that doesn't count the live show. 8.5 million people that I know of that I went and looked. Of course, a lot of people listen other ways. Not even the podcast links or anything. That's way bigger. 8.5 million people that I went and saw the number. Saw yesterday's show. Great. 8.5 million. Sounds like a lot. That's, you know, more than the top 7 CNN shows a day don't have that. Their top shows have 1 million. Most of them, 100,000. Like they only have 5 or 6 with 1 million. Most are like 900,000. So that's why I said it's less than 8 million. So we have more than CNN's top shows combined. But that's not enough. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, if you're a new viewer, you just tuned in. I mean, I showed you the head British government scientist brag it would turn your immune system off from 4 years ago. I show you the studies. I have top scientists saying it. And you can see the aftermath. So, I mean, I'm not just up here saying this. Do you think Joe Rogan could get up and read statistics on air, reaching 20, 30 million people a day, that 40%, you have a 40%+ increase in all-cause morbidity, the highest in history, and if it wasn't true, he'd be ripped to shreds? It's all true. You can go look it up yourself. It's actually about 42% globally. He was being careful. So Bill Gates has always been on record, along with his dad, the head of Planned Parenthood. He wants to depopulate you. And then he's doing it to us. He's the field marshal the top general, the chairman. And then people still like, oh, that's like a show, Alex Jones. You know, that's entertainment over there. Oh, that's that crazy guy. He says crazy stuff. No, I'm not saying crazy stuff. They're doing crazy stuff, out of control, dangerous stuff, psychotic mass murder stuff. And I'm up here being attacked and demonized for trying to stop them. Yeah, you know, Bill Gates wears his pink sweater because he was told in PR, do that. It makes you look less threatening. Well, it didn't work. He's one of the most hated people on earth. So I already kind of covered that for the last 12, 14 minutes since we came out of break. But yeah, it's 14 minutes since we came out of break. So it's again, it's this thing where 325,000 admitted kids that they did have track of as young as a year old, average age 10 years, Senate report 3 weeks ago, 325,000 are missing. Many are in physical slavery, slave labor. Many are in sex slavery. That's in the Senate report. It was 89,000, you know, last year or whatever. It's just, and they admit that most of them they never even have contact with, so they estimate it's up, you know, a million or more. I've had Border Patrol, you know, top people on the show from their union who are current and people that just got out, senior people. They say, oh, yeah, it's over a million. Dr. Phil had one on last week, you know, saying, well, conservatively, it's 800,000. Let's say 800,000 children are missing that they... that the feds didn't want a trail of. I mean, what type of people do that? That's how evil works. Evil starts getting in control over time. People don't oppose it. Usually because it like blackmails institutions, even though the institution may not have done it. Members do it. They say, well, this comes out, it'll hurt the institution, so they cover it up. Now the people start blackmailing, letting themselves have more corruption, or they'll expose it. The people that did the corruption will expose it. I'll take you with me, they say. And then over generations, it gets worse and worse and worse until you've got what we've got, stark, raving, megalomaniacal, satanic, foaming at the mouth, devil worshipers. And I mean, I say that, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, in fact, words don't describe these people. I mean, they've injected 4 billion people with an injection that erases your immune system. By the third shot, by the second, knocks it down 5 to 6 times what it was. And then they can, then any regular virus is suddenly weaponized. You don't have to weaponize it, but your immune system's gone, has the same effect. Or they add spike protein to it that's very easy to any new pathogen or old. Now it completely turns off. Well, I said I'd get to this next hour, but I'm kind of doing it now. But no, I'll actually play the clips and get into it next hour. Let me go ahead and just talk about what's really happened with this election. I played these clips at the very start, but I want to play clip 19 and clip 19 and 21 back to back again to reintroduce this. Some stations don't carry the first five. What Trump's saying here is not rhetoric. It's not hype. You know, if you don't want open borders, the left calls you a Nazi. That's hype. That's bull. If you don't want, you know, a men and women's bathrooms, you know, you're a transphobe. No, you're just against perverts. Or if you don't want pornographic, pedophile-based magazines for sixth graders, you're censoring. No, it's not censoring. They can publish that pedophile crap. And some pervert can go buy it online or get it in a bookstore, an adult bookstore. But you don't hand out Hustlers to 10-year-olds. You don't hand out Playboys. You don't take your 10-year-old in and turn on the porno channel on cable or whatever. And that's adults having sex. I mean, if you learned your adult neighbor was showing your 9-year-old, you know, their 9-year-old something, you'd call the police. That's indecency with a minor. That's corruption. That's illegal. But if it's gay or it's trans, now it's okay. No, it's not. They're grooming these kids. I don't care if you're a homosexual or a heterosexual or whatever the hell you are. The issue is that you're targeting kids. And you can pull up any homosexual gay pride parade, man. And it is people doing everything you can imagine, from cutting themselves to pissing on each other to little parading half-naked kids around, humping on kids. I mean, it is an exercise of evil. And the rainbow flag is there to replace the American flag with Satanism. And that doesn't mean that two dudes that are together, two women that I hate them, or I'm, you know, no, what I'm saying is what this thing has become and what it is about exploiting children, destroying their innocence, and putting them into a sex cult, and having them identify their ruined innocence, because you know if you abuse somebody sexually, they tend to imprint on that and become that. And most of these people, these parades, were probably molested as children themselves. And that's in the statistics. Any psychologist will tell you that studied it. That's a fact. 90% of pedophiles were themselves abused. And so they don't have children, but they use CPS to take heterosexual children and Christian's children. And then they go out and recruit through sex children into their cult. And now the shooter in Georgia on Monday, or is it Tuesday, it turns out was transgender like the last seven mass shooters, like Nashville and the list goes on. And boy, they have fought like the Dickens to suppress that. And to not let that come out, but even CNN had to admit, no, it's true. Local police and the father and all of it, he was transgender. And he loved Adam Lanza. That's the guy that killed the kids at Sandy Hook, not me. I've had probably 10 times now people walk up and say, you murdered those kids, you bastard. And I'm just like, man, you're really mind-controlled, aren't you? Like, you're really screwed up. And I literally go, it's Adam Lanza. They're like, who? I didn't kill kids. I mean, that's happened in front of my family and in front of my security guys. I'm going to catch it on tape sometime for questioning a mass shooting. I killed the kids. So, I mean, Joker-esque hair, all of it. He sure showed them. So we have to have a First Amendment to be able to expose all of this. They're the ones censoring us. I love how Kamala gets up and says, oh, the Republicans are banning books and burning books. No. It's like if an 8-year-old walked into a Honda dealership and wanted to buy some superpower crotch rocket that'll go 300 miles an hour, they'd say, Sonny, you don't have a driver's license. Now, that's something that an adult can ride that's super dangerous and will probably kill you in the long term. But you got a right to do it as an adult. You don't do it to a child. Now, that's... It'd be better, though, to put a kid on a motorcycle when they're 8 years old that's, you know, super powerful, in my view, than spiritually to induct them into all this pedophilia and sex. That's what it is. So Trump has pledged to prosecute criminally with an executive order anybody in the federal government that colludes with big tech or anybody else to censor, and that's just been running as the government, and to fire everybody from the Kamala administration. That's really what he means, Biden. Regime who engaged in it. We got a total roadmap of it. So this is good. This is fantastic. And you better bet your bottom dollar Trump will do it if he gets in. That makes it even more of a chance to try to kill him. But he's not holding back now, and he is hitting on all cylinders. And I'm just very proud to be supporting President Trump and to be praying for him because his life is in grave danger. People, again, think everything's a video game or Netflix. Trump getting shot was not fiction. That really happened. I know you consciously know that, but subconsciously let that sink in. It just happened 50-something days ago.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America. Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go right back into the political news. I'm going to move really quickly now and go through as much of this as possible. I've already pontificated enough on some of the general topics and philosophy. Now I want to drill into it. But please remember, we have incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com and our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. And these are really amazing. Now, a lot of people have noticed on the show that it looks like I've lost a lot of weight. And a little over a month ago, this happens every few years, I get in the process of forgetting to take the body's ultimate turmeric formula, the X2, the X3, the 1,000 milligram with rose hips and zinc, vitamin C, the nitric boost, and there's a lot of great supplements, so I alternate day to day. But I take about 5 or 6 of these a day now, and I am drinking way more water, filtered, you know, good water, and that's basically it. I always exercise some, but my body, you know, I'm a husky guy, likes to put on weight. I've lost in a month, a little over a month, without even trying, and I feel great, 15 pounds. And what all the nutritionists, everybody have said, and I've known this for decades, so most of you probably longer, when you're not getting the nutrients you need, you stay hungry. And even a lot of organic food, the soils it's grown on, everything, does not have the right amount of minerals and vitamins and trace elements in it that you get from these products. So, and I go through this cycle. I got to put a Lazy Susan back on the table. I got to remember in the morning to take it and then take some in the evening. I've got them on my desk. And when I just take it, it really works. Not to mention boosting the immune system, and my skin is so healthy. And not that I have trouble in that department. But when I hit 40, I'm 50 now, I went in for a checkup and had the big exams, and the doctor said, hey, want to have some extra fun on the weekend? I'll give you a Cialis prescription. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of like I'm 18 again, you know, maybe Fred's, you know, bigger. Which is, come on, we're adults, let's be serious. It's not about, not bad, you know, to be honest about this. And I don't call my Johnson Fred. It's a joke. It's actually, his name's Darth Vader. It's another joke. Little Texas is the name. No, let's just stop there. It's little, but it's big. You know what I mean? All right, I'm going to stop with the dick jokes. I apologize. It's a family show. I'm being bad. I've never claimed to be a preacher, or Mr. Two Shoes. I like a few dirty jokes. I apologize. Seriously, I'm like, wow, you know, when I did that, but I never really got a prescription again because I just don't need it. We don't sell Nitric Boost to advertise that that's what it does. That's a pleasant side effect. Way bigger effect with all the guys. You heard the reviews just because we pointed out. And guys, before we ever pointed it out, were pointing it out. That's how we started pointing it out. And I wasn't even taking it. I was like, I should take that because all the spike protein in the environment and everything. I need to make sure my cardiovascular is really flushed out and clean. I'm like, but that, wow. And I was like, what the hell? I mean, I hadn't been like, you know, when you're 15, wake up in the morning and you've got a morning wood so hard it hurts. You know what I mean? Like, gah. And so I've been taking that every morning for about 40 days. And look, all of the stuff does some good things, but who knows what's doing the best? I just know when I forget to take X2 and stuff, I really feel it. And so I'm done plugging. It's true. So it's hard to tell the story and just not tell it. So I apologize if some people didn't like me telling the story. But that's what it does for your cardiovascular system. But it does it, according to Dr. Mikovits and a bunch of others, without any harmful side effects like the prescription drugs can do. So I'm not advertising it as a drug. No, it's Mother Nature. It's better. And that's not even what it's for. But that's what it does. So be careful. Be careful. That's at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD line of amazing products. If you go over to DrJonesNaturals.com, we have Next Level Foundational Energy, my dad's company does, that again is not a stimulant. There's no letdown. But it's concentrated methyl folate with a key organic B complex and some other key ingredients that bring it into the cells. And you know that Popeye is strong to the finish because he eats his spinach. Well, Northern Europeans particularly have a genetic issue of not absorbing. And I've had my genetics tested. I have two of the genes totally broken, one half broken, and I have one fully operating gene, which means I bring folic acid in at 13%. But almost nobody has 100% operation in that, but particularly Northern Europeans. So I can eat a giant salad of spinach and chew it really well and get it in my gut. It's great for roughage and stuff. It's got a lot of vitamin C in it. But my body's getting almost none of it. It's like I ate three spinach leaves instead of 50. And I ate, by the way, I had a spinach salad last night with beets. It was fantastic, but it just, my body doesn't absorb it. So that's just, and that's why we have Vaso beets, by the way. It does that too. It's got the natural concentrated compounds, but it's apples and oranges, but that's the type of stuff it does. But getting back to DrJonesNaturals.com, Next Level Foundational Energy is amazing. And if you have the genetic issue, it'll be careful. Take one pill instead of two. Almost no Africans have the broken gene, but they'll still feel it. But nothing like a white guy. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on. And, you know, there's the new Black Panther Party racist joke that white people are mutants. And I guess it's true, but that's how everything has changed and developed and turned into something a little different, is mutations. And all human species have mutations. You know, black folks overly have the sickle cell anemia, where they get the deformed blood cells. And we've all got different issues, but we're all the same in most ways. But My point is that there it is. It's not a game. It'll blow you away. Get it. It's selling out, but they'll get more order, hopefully, at drjonesnaturals.com. All the nano-silver products and more. Okay, I'm done plugging. drjonesnaturals.com. We need your support. Please take action, but the products really are amazing. All right, let's do this. I kind of already set the table for this, but all these different articles and stories go together. So let's go back to the clip of Trump and the great announcement. When I say great, it's like that word's not good enough. The honorable, the courage-filled, the dynamic, the revolutionary, the absolutely what's needed, calling out the elephant in the room or the gorilla on our back, that the Democratic Party, working with neocons, going back really when during Trump's election 8.5 years ago during the campaign, even before he was president-elect, we have the emails, it's all come out in Congress saying censor this, censor that, hundreds of millions of posts on Facebook, you name it. And then they lie about it. That's illegal, folks. But the Justice Department's not prosecuting it, but Trump will. He's going to sign an executive order saying you do that, you're getting prosecuted. And he's going to fire all the different truth czars, all the different Ministry of Truth operators. Remember 3 years ago, Biden actually tried to set up a Ministry of Truth, right? He actually called it a Bureau of Truth. And it was that crazy lady that would sing Little Mermaid songs. Remember her? I'm not kidding. I forget her name. That's how I remember. She's like dark hair and Biden creates office of the Ministry of Truth. And if you put that in, yeah, there she is. What's her name? And then she sings like crazy. Lena Jankowicz? Nina Jankowicz. Yeah, that's her name. So, you want to see the Little Mermaid? You know, I know I say stuff here and it sounds completely insane. I promise you. Yeah, the Disinformation Governance Board, but they called it the Truth Commission. And then she was a vehement behind-the-scenes master censor, censoring millions and millions of posts. So she'll decide what you read. She'll decide what you see, kind of like that Supreme Court Justice Alexander de Moraes down there in Brazil. I'll get to that in a moment. So let's go to the clip. Here it is.
Second, I will bring back free speech in America because it's been taken away. They've taken away your free speech, and the fake news is a threat to this country. They are just horrible. These are horrible people. Not everyone. I mean, I know most of them up there. Some are good. Hello, Brian. No, some are good, and most of them are just absolutely terrible human beings. They know what's going on. You know what they'll write today? Look at this crowd. It goes from corner to corner. I flew over, and I said, that's a lot of people down there. And you know what they'll say today or tomorrow when they write? Donald Trump spoke today in Wisconsin before a small crowd of people, a small gathering of people. They are just so bad. I don't know. It's really hard to turn it back around unless they used to be like the police force. They'd write the truth, but they're no longer the police force. They're the police force for opposite. They're a police force for bad. They're bad. They're bad people, and they're very dishonest. And a lot of people don't understand. When you're a politician like these people, like me, like others, and you happen to be a Republican or somewhat conservative, they write just the opposite of what the facts are. And if you're driving a cab, if you're an accountant, if you're a lawyer, if you're something, you know, other than that, you don't know the details. When we know the facts and then the story gets written the exact opposite of what it is, you start to lose faith in the press, I will tell you. But I will sign an executive order banning any federal employee from colluding to limit speech, and we will fire every federal bureaucrat who is engaged in domestic censorship under the Harris regime. We will do that. I better win. I better win, or you're going to have problems like we've never had. We may have no country left. It may be our last election. You want to know the truth? People have said that. This may be our last election. You got to get out and vote. This could be our last election.
It could be. The globalists have said they're going to outlaw basically populism in the Republican Party and come after everybody and claim we're all Russian agents 3.0. And they say if Trump wins, They're not going to accept it and create civil war conditions. We have like 10-minute compilations of top Democrats saying that in the last few months. We played already 4 or 5 times. If you're a new listener, I mean, they're the dangerous people. Everything they say Trump wants to do, they want to do. But we have a responsibility to arrest them. We have a responsibility to prosecute them. And Trump is in a lot of danger for saying he will do that. And it's not about them wanting to outlaw and set us up, and we've done nothing wrong, because we're popular. It's that they've committed crimes, and they've got to go to prison. And when Trump gets up there and says all this, they know he damn well plans to do it. They are dangerous as hell. And I want that to sink in. They didn't try to kill him on July 13th because they thought he was going to lose. They can look at the numbers and know they only got 10% baked in of fraud, maximum. He's already past that. So if they fail once, what are they going to do? Again and again and again. This isn't even a 2 + 2 = 4. It's walk out at noon, the sun's in the sky. What's that? It's the sun. It's like a frog's hopping along. What's that? It's a frog. What's in the tree? It's a bird. I mean, it's not even like you've got to add two things together. Of course they did it. Of course they're not going to stop. There's no debating this. We have criminals running the country. We have cancer. And Trump is just a focal point of all of this. They're not trying to get him. They're trying to get through him to get to you. They're not trying to get me. They're trying to get through me to get you. They don't like the audience of activists. They don't like the patriots. They can't stand tuning in and hearing Northerners and Southerners and Westerners and black accents and white accents. It pisses them off. Now, we've gotten so used to this that we've kind of gotten punch drunk to it. And when I say that, I have. And then the general public's just like me. I'd go talk to you, and you're like, yeah, we all know they want to take our guns. Remember 10 years ago, they wouldn't admit they wanted to confiscate them once they got them registered? We're always like showing their internal documents. Oh, yeah, they do. They go, oh, no, we don't. But all the rest of the world, they've taken them, and the UN wants all civilian ownership of guns abolished. It's in their official policy from the year 2000. They say that the civilian ownership of firearms violates the legitimate power monopoly of the state. I don't think a power monopoly of the state's legitimate, but that's a quote. Look it up. UNIDIR, the UN Small Arms Reduction Group, UNIDIR. Type in UNIDIR. Click webs. It's old. UNIDIR. UNIDIR on small, on civilian populations owning small arms. And you'll see just all of them there saying, we got to get the people's guns. So now going back, since Trump got in, it kind of made them, it made them take the mask off. And you'd have the debates against Trump 8 years ago and 4 years ago and now. You know, Kamala's going to attack him on that tomorrow. And they're like, hell yeah, we're going to take all your semi-autos. Yeah, we're going to ban them all. Yeah, we're going to make you turn them in. So they're very honest about it. So here's one of the top surrogates, NBC, had top Harris surrogate, Raphael Warnock, on, talking about we're going to confiscate your guns. Here it is.
Should she also be, in your opinion, supporting a mandatory gun buyback program?
Listen, we're not going to be able to get where we need to go without action in Congress. We've got to pass some laws to a deal with this. Now, I was heartened by the fact that 2 years ago we finally did a gun safety law, the Safer Communities Act. And it was the first gun safety law we passed in 30 years. 30 years. And it was modest, but it did save lives. But clearly, in the wake of what happened just the other day in Winder, Georgia, it's not enough. And the least we can do is move forward on the bipartisan spaces where ordinary people agree. Clearly, there's a disconnect between what the people, the American people, want and what they're able to get out of their government. Again, 87% of Americans believe in background checks. And yet I hear politicians say that it's not guns who kill people, it's people who kill people. And yet we don't even want to know who those people are. We won't even support.
Senator, just yes or no, though. Should she support the mandatory buyback program? Just a yes or no.
Listen, look, as a pastor, I've done buyback programs. You can pick this issue or that issue. But I think that, again, there's not one single thing that will make all of this go away.
Did you catch how they mislabel things? Don't we just need a mandatory gun buyback program? That's gun confiscation. And he's like, well, let's just do the things we can agree on. Oh, yeah, like background checks. They do the federal background check. They're talking about if you give your grandson when he's 18 your rifle, or your daddy does, gives your daughter, when she's, you know, a gun. They want it all registered so they can take them, just like Canada did, just like Australia, just like Germany. So that's the reality. And Elon Musk said the right to bear arms is to protect free speech and to stop a tyrannical government from taking your rights away. That's why the first thing that all tyrants do is disarm the people, just like Chavez did when he was first elected. After that, no more real elections in Venezuela. Wow. Well, Elon's hitting on all cylinders. And that leads me to this. TV viewers will really get a kick out of this. Radio listeners can go to Real Alex Jones and see this for yourself. Posted it today. It's gotten tens of millions of views. Lula, for months, promoted the nation's Independence Day from Portugal. That's why they speak Portuguese down there, in the sixth most populous country in the world, that the CIA admits they went down and threw out Bolsonaro with election fraud and then got him indicted and banned from running for office for 8 years. He had a demonstration yesterday that an estimated 5 million people came to. And there's video of that from up on top 50-story buildings just looking for 10 miles of them of people. And then Lula had his government parade. And we have a close shot of it, driving in his fancy Rolls Royce. And you look at the crowds around it. There's no one on the streets. See the sidewalks? See the grass? They can order the troops and the secret police to march with Lula, but look at that. As far as the eye can see, nobody for the communist parade. Look at that. No one. No one. Not, I mean, look at that. Look at that. There's no one, not one person. Go back to the start of the video where it's close up. So you got Lula driving along in his old Rolls Royce or whatever the hell it is. And there's nobody there. And then look at that shot. No one. Oh, wait, there's two people right there. Back it up and pause it. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. I'm sorry. You've got hundreds of thousands of troops and police marching, tens of thousands. It looks like 100,000. And look, there's two people. It's like a woman and a little kid. So there's a three-year-old, probably a government worker, and a woman. And then look, nowhere. And wait, there's one more person about 400 yards up standing on the side of the road. Okay, so that's three people. Oh, there's two more there walking 100 yards away. They're probably just walking somewhere. Okay, so one, two, three, four. Let's count. Yeah, scroll about 500 yards. Let's see. Okay, don't see anybody. No. Okay, there's five people. Okay, five people. It starts panning. It goes on for miles, the parade here. Nope, nobody there. Nobody there. Okay, let's pan up. Nobody. There's six, seven people. Those are posts in the ground. Okay, so looks like in the first mile we got seven people for the parade. Oh, that's a big parade for the communists. Man, you know they won the election. They lost in every city and every county, every province, except the most populous city where he magically won the election. Meanwhile, under it, the same day, Independence Day, it takes 30 minutes to go through the video of mile after mile after mile after mile after mile. There's another shot that I posted that shows it from on top of a big building, and it just goes on for, looks like, 5 miles. I mean, look at this. Look at the frontal shot for TV viewers. You've got the communist parade with the six motorcycles up front and the dictator Lula that on record stole the election with the State Department and CIA's help, and there's no one. No one, no one, no one, not one person. Boy, they're popular, aren't they? And then finally, there's a little review area they go to, and it's not even 10 people deep. That looks like about 500 people? No, I mean, that's too many. It's about 6-7 people deep. So let's see. 1 row, 2 row, 3 row, 4 row, 5 row, 6 row, 7 row, 8 row, 9 row, 10 row, 11 row, 12 row. It's about, yeah, that's about 300 people. So we actually got 300 people. Okay. And the review stands, the wives of the military and the police were ordered to be there. Okay, so there you go. He's the winner. Lula. But he's such a winner, they've indicted Bolsonaro and said he can't run for 8 years. Of course, they already stabbed him with a butcher knife and tried to poison him a bunch. So there you go. There's the difference. A video tells a billion words. All you need to know about that. So, same thing with Kamala Harris. Look at these headlines right here. Desperate Trump is hyper aware that he is slipping mentally, his biographer says. Just totally made up crap. Trump is sharper than ever. America braces for a perfect storm of election chaos. Oh, Trump knows he's going to lose and is going to challenge it. Axios is the mouth of the New World Order. Then they slip in one. New poll suggests Harris support has stalled after euphoric August. Harris versus Trump. CBS poll finds Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin race tight ahead of debate. He's really 15 points ahead in those battleground states. So what do you think is going to happen Tuesday night? We're going to have a lot of pregame coverage tomorrow on the Monday show. And we're going to have a lot of coverage the day of it. And we're going to be here live. In fact, we're going to kick off at 8 a.m. with Harris and Smith. And my show at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Owen, 3 to 6. And then I'm going to stay up here Tuesday, 6 o'clock. The debate starts at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. And we're going to be here covering it. And her tactic is, she's so dumb without teleprompter, she just has a few stupid liners she repeats like a demonic parrot that's on PCP and methamphetamine that's had, you know, electroshock therapy. And she's like, wah, wah, you can kill the kids, kill the kids. You want to take, you don't want to take the guns. You don't want to take the guns. There was a shooting last week, And Trump needs to hit her with, you're the one helping hundreds of thousands die here of fentanyl and the disappeared 325,000 kids. You need to be arrested. Trump needs to knock her upside the head politically. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
We'll be right back. receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hey, son, we've got your office ready, too. There's a very good golf club we can play. Listen, I think you'll enjoy it here.
Excuse me.
The New World Order is going to take everything you got. They're going to take your children's soul. Are you going to keep bowing down to these people? Are you going to let the scum rule over you? Time to break their will. It's time to say, I don't care what the hell you do to me. I don't know how this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. For the Republic right now in the darkest hour our nation's ever seen. Darker than what even George Washington faced. Much more evil, sophisticated enemy. But we are sophisticated and we have the truth. We don't have a choice. To fight. And to win. Man, I just got energized so hardcore by the Holy Spirit. That was like I get hit by a lightning bolt. Whoa. Woo! I am in ecstasy. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Man. Spiritual wine. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I feel the presence of God. It's hard to even talk in that presence. I got out on my belly right now. It hit me about 10 times harder, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do the show. If I was at home, I'd be on my knees right now. Wow, what am I doing to deserve this? I'm not sure. But when God likes what I'm saying on air, that's what happens. I'll just be saying something. I'll say, like, more of that. That's what you're supposed to be doing. What did I just say? What was I about to play? I can't even remember now. It's like in Looney Tunes when one of the characters gets hit by a big mallet on the head or maybe an anvil drops there. And it keeps going. Whoa. Let me just kind of deal with that for a moment. Wow. Seriously, I'm teleprompter free. Crew's been around forever. They know I don't put on an act here. Plus, I'm acting stupid on purpose, then I do joke around, and that's when I'm clowning. I did Fentanyl, the Chinese Dragon, real quick. Yesterday, because my daughter, or one of their friends' houses, and my youngest daughter, and they had a helium thing from the store, a little tank. I was talking like a Martian. The little girls loved it when I was doing that, and I thought, well, let me do Fentanyl, the Chinese Communist Dragon. And I did. So obviously there I'm not being serious. But when I tell you I just get hit by a Holy Ghost thunderbolt, I did. And I'm going to go to break here. A bunch of stations are going to join us after that. And then I'm going to refocus and continue on. Ooh, lordy, lordy. It's dissipating now. Okay, that's good. Oh, my goodness. Okay. We'll be right back in 60 seconds as I compose myself.
of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I felt a tremor in the Force. The last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master.
We see the Earth now. You've
got it.
Make no mistake, my friends, we are living in the most interesting times ever. And that's an old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times. It's a double-edged sword, because the symbol for interesting means great opportunity and grave danger. And we are in grave danger. All right. There are so many examples of the corporate enemy of the people, disgusting people, as Trump calls them. They know exactly what they're doing. Hired hatchet men and women spewing the propaganda and the scripts they're told against us and saying it in big panels where you have six, seven people all saying the same insane lie. You know, it's so sweet to cut children's genitals off and let men in women's bathrooms and let men dominate all women's sports. And it's so good to take your fifth or sixth booster. It works perfectly well. That murders logic. Doesn't work except for getting rid of your immune system. But what about last week? Headline for days. J.D. Vance says he doesn't care about shot kids. Says it's a fact of life. He said, we cannot accept this. We cannot let this continue to happen. This just can't be. He goes, I hate it that it's just a fact of life. We have to change that. AP headline everywhere. He came out, that son of a bitch. He said he doesn't care about the kids. It's almost as bad as Jones peeing on kids' gravestones. Where's the proof? So there's so many examples, like why inflation's lower now than it was under Trump. Depending on what number you look at, five, six, seven times worse. Most prices have doubled in just 4 years. I mean, you know that. You see it. So first they said inflation was down. Then they said it wasn't a problem. Then they said it was low. Then they said it was high. They said it was Trump's fault. Now it's low again, they say. And they also, of course, have come out in the last 6 months and said, and it turns out it's been going on since last year, that Venezuelan gangs all over the country in blue cities, from Illinois to Texas, you know, from Houston to Chicago, from L.A. to Denver, all from New York to New Jersey, you know, New York City, Trenton, New Jersey, all over. The gangs in the blue cities, including Florida, governor was having trouble controlling that, not just Venezuelan, but all these other horrible gangs, the Trump's right make our gangs look like wimps. Because they grow up street people, the most dangerous countries in the world, spend years in prison, and they get told, we're letting you out of prison, but you've got to go El Norte. And that's on record they do that. And I have Homeland Security reports here that have now been brought out by Congress a year ago and 6 months ago where they are reporting on this. So the agents are doing their job, by and large, doing the intel, wanting to do something. They're told, no, don't do anything. And then the Democrats, the governors, all of them come out and say, none of this exists. Congress censorship was ramping up 8 years ago. They go, nobody's censoring anybody. That's ridiculous. So here's the InfoWars.com story. It's all over the place. Insane. Venezuelan gang members released on 1,000 bond after shooting in Aurora. Attempted murder. So shooting people is now a $1,000 bond. And I've seen this in Austin, where if they're not white, and that's what the Soros DAs and the Medicommunist does in Austin, he's on the news. He has meetings on TV and calls everybody comrade. I played it before. I'm not joking. Just type in Austin District Attorney calls staff comrades. And there's video of it on Zoom. And you have the Aurora police on video saying, hey, you can be a murder suspect, a double homicide suspect. We let you go. And they're like, well, they just stole hundreds of thousands from the whole apartment complex at gunpoint. Sorry, can't do anything. That's on video. You're a cop and a guy's got a camera aimed at you, and you're like, yeah, we don't arrest people for, you know, what we believe is double homicides. So now they've released him on $1,000 bond. What do you think they'll do now? Here's an overhead shot of the two guys. Dixon. I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm sorry. Dixon Azulia Perez and they have similar names. Nixon Jose Perez. I guess they're brothers. And others out on $1,000 bonds. Here it is from James O'Keefe. He's got video of it too. U.S. Army CUI documents revealed expanding threat of Venezuelan criminal organization across New York City and Denver. And they've gotten the unclassified information from U.S. Army and North Division, NORTHCOM, highlighting the growing presence of one of Venezuela's largest criminal organizations in the U.S. The dominant states that, and I always say it wrong, Tren de Aragua has established a presence in Brooklyn, Bronx, Wilmington, New York, with approximately 400 gang members living in these cities. The CUI also warns that the gang members in Denver have been given a green light to fire or attack law enforcement, with Homeland Security Investigation, HSI in New York, receiving a similar report. The document details how the criminal organization is using advanced technology and surveillance, highlighting the danger of U.S. military personnel and law enforcement. It states, yeah, who do you think's been attacking military bases, trying to shoot the guards all around the country? It happened in San Antonio 2 weeks ago. It states coordinated efforts between local, state, and federal law enforcement the military are crucial to protect against these expanding threats. The National Guard has been recently seen in subway stations across New York City. The situation is escalating as Venezuelan gang members linked to the gang have been involved in violent incidents, including an attack on Colorado apartment complex. Now, what's really going on here? And I'm going to hit this right now. And I got some of these articles. I can't keep track of them. Here's a local newscast, CBS. Breaking, illegal immigrant caught planning the largest terror attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. Now here's the deal. They bring in millions and millions of Islamic people from these countries. They open the borders and bring them in. They bring in millions from Venezuela. It's over 2 million alone since Biden got in. I played the Border Patrol reports here on air just last week. Dr. Phil covered it. We're going to play clip 6. And this is CBS News, national. I also have a local here. And I mean, it's insane. Reportedly planning something as big as 9/11 in New York. Now, probably a real thing. The FBI has been caught hatching fake terror plots. Even the New York Times reported on that. FBI Terror Inc. Just type in FBI Terror Inc. and you'll get that headline from the New York Times from 15 years ago with a subheadline, majority of terror plots hatched by FBI. Because they go out and organize and find the actual lunatics that are wanting to do this. And sometimes it's a real bust. Sometimes it's, you know, they provocateur them into it. And, you know, that's the way the feds will get their funding. But now their bosses at the State Department and the Democratic Party have brought in millions of these people. And now they tell us we have to give up our liberties. We have to be groped to the TSA. The TSA wants domestic checkpoints at train stations and bus stops. They've done them before, but they want them nationwide. So you open the border, you bring in all these people, and then when they attack us or try to attack, you take the general public's rights using the groups you brought in. It's very obvious what's going on. Just like the FBI went and created a militia and tried to threaten people when they and give them money if they wouldn't go kidnap Whitmer, and they couldn't get them to do it. So they had three trials, and two of them mistrial or found innocent. Finally, they got a jury that would convict some of them. And the FBI accidentally turned over. And what happened is the defense knew that you can erase a hard drive, but a lot of times there's a program or an order you can give it that it hasn't actually erased it. It's ordered it as more stuff gets recorded to slowly erase it, but it's still there. We have that all the time where somebody erases a memory stick on accident or something on a computer, and then the tech guys know how to go in and resurrect it most of the time. And it was all the raw recordings of the FBI agent who later had to resign because he beat up his wife at a swinger party. And she didn't like what was going on. And he's on the tapes going, they're like, I just want some weed and money for McDonald's. I'll give you $5,000 when you kidnap her. I don't want to kidnap her. I just want weed. They were literally homeless, autistic, white dudes. And they had all these recordings. I don't want to kidnap people. I already gave you $4,000 last month. I'm living at the YMCA. Can I have a pizza? It's actually on the tape. Can I have a pizza and some six-pack of beer, and I'll talk about it? No, get in there and attack. I don't want to. I'm scared. That's the transcripts. They're public. It's even worse than that. There's like hundreds of pages per day. I mean, it's just like of them just begging. I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm not in a militia. You told me to have this gun. So that's what's happening here. But these Venezuelan gangs are damn real. Anybody that studied Central or South America, I mean, it is rough, 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 because they let them just run roughshod. And once they get control, they're hard to stop because they don't care about getting killed. I mean, you take Cancun. They try to keep it quiet there because that's controlled by the big cartels, but they send in these Central and South American gangs all the time where like a 14-year-old will just walk into a restaurant and shoot 20 people because that restaurant didn't pay protection to that group because the restaurant's paying protection to the Mexican cartel. And I've seen the internal police reports. I'll leave it at that. But it barely even, there'll just be a blurb, oh, shooting in a nightclub, two shot. There'll be like 25 dead. That's media control. And so these are young, brainwashed. I was reading one report where the guy went in, the teenager, and shot a bunch of people, and then the Mexican military killed him like a day later, and he had like, he was totally on cocaine. He had kilos of cocaine and machine guns. And that's, they go, here's the cocaine, and here's $10,000, and here's your machine gun. Now go in there and kill people. And then now you've got these lunatics, average age 20, that are already bosses at that point, running around foaming at the mouth. I mean, who would bring the worst of the worst in? Because that's what Venezuela and MS-13's been fleeing El Salvador for us. Bukele did us a favor and just put 40,000 of them in prison. They got the devil tattoos all over them. You don't get certain tattoos unless you've killed somebody. And they'll kill you if you don't really haven't done that. So it's like, okay, you've committed seven murders here on your hand. You've got the marks. Now, some people do a teardrop, then a lot of guys don't want to act tough, do a teardrop, but they haven't killed anybody. But these guys do these marks on their hands, or they have special tattoos for how many they've killed, or you know, or how many extortions they've done. It's kind of like in World War II on the sides of the fighter planes and bombers, you know, how many bombings they've done, how many planes they've shot down. You've got stickers. Or on the side of ships, you know, how many submarines they'd sunk, or the side of submarines, they put how many ships they'd sunk. This would be an image of a ship sinking. You know, you see a submarine with like 50 on the side. That'd be the top ace. Mainly the German wolf packs were the most proficient. But so they've got all their markings and they're in the gang. They've been arrested five times. And I'm for due process. But once you get going to this point, it's like you're just all locked up. And the globalists know that by bringing in all these destabilizing factors and things getting out of control and cutting the police and letting violent offenders out of prison and not prosecuting and all this, now they're making room for you. Oh, you didn't pay $5,000 this year on tips. That's all tracked by the IRS with AI now without warrants. You owe us $50,000 in penalties, and if you don't, you're going to jail in 6 months. and then you go and you get money from your family and you pay them. Pure extortion. So the prisons are getting filled with people that cheated on their tips for $5,000, something Trump will just get rid of entirely, the tax on tips, because you just can't pay your bills. You're not supposed to have taxes on working poor. You're not supposed to have hardly any taxes on lower middle class. Low taxes on middle class. Moderate taxes on well-to-do. And you know, some beefy taxes on large corporations. But only if your country has a real financial system where the money goes to run the country. Without the gold standard since the 70s, none of the money you pay the IRS goes to run the agencies. They just create it. But they have the IRS with all its hundreds of thousands of rules, so there's no perfect answer. So if they want to burn your ass, they can. And I'm digressing. But what I'm getting at here is this is all a fraud. And the average person doesn't know about the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. They don't understand the same year they passed the income tax. They don't understand until World War II it was only on the richest 1%. And the big banks and big money wrote that because they all had loopholes and paid no tax, but they used it on wealthy to-do people that weren't part of the power structure that were worth millions of dollars at the time. That's equivalent to billions. And the globals that time had billions, that's trillions today. So in the 40s, there were some millionaires already, equivalent to trillions. Now there's tens of thousands of billionaires because it's inflated. Oh, they're a billionaire. Ooh, wow, that's like a millionaire 60 years ago. I mean, somebody's got a $5 million piece of property. You don't really own that. You got to pay all the property tax on it and stuff. You better have a bunch of money, or you're actually got a piece of property you can sell and you can then go down in your station. But there's all these people that have big houses, but they can't go on vacation because of the property tax. You don't really own that. All right. I've got so much news here that needs to be gotten into politically, but I just want to say this. I am so excited about the debate Tuesday night. And I'm not somebody that hypes something when I don't believe it. Like I said, we're going to cover the four nights of the DNC. I think it's going to be like paint drying or nails on a chalkboard. I'll watch it so you don't have to. We'll get the clips of the worst stuff they say. And I'm surprised we had a couple million people tune in each night. It was absolute torture. I thought we'd have hundreds of thousands tune in, but I thought, well, they're trying to shut us down even by the election. I should be here, you know, as much as I can. We have a job to cover these liars. And of course, we did get tens of millions of views on the action stuff with the clips of them lying and stuff we did around the show. So it was good we watched it, but we had a lot more viewers than I thought. If we had millions of viewers a night total watching that bizarre episode of like it was like a gallery of ventriloquist dolls just gibbering the same lies over and over again, we're probably going to have 10 million viewers for the Harris-Trump debate Tuesday night, I would guess. So we're going to have pregame. We're going to carry it live. I'm not going to talk over it a lot. If you want somebody that doesn't talk over it, don't tune into our stream. You know, watch CNN or ABC or, you know, the folks have got it. And then we'll have commentary and a bunch of guests on after it and the highlights of it. But you watch. Harris is going to have a bunch of canned things she's been trained on and just one-liner crap that the media can declare makes her the victory, even though Trump will win easily. I mean, he's a good debater and has the facts on his side. But they will declare her the winner. And we've just got to be here to magnify the real clips that show what an idiot she is. But she's going to hit him with, oh, we just had people killed in Georgia and it's your fault. And how dare you watch? I'm predicting. But it blew up so bad, maybe they won't. I'd say 80% chance. There's a very good chance that she says, in whatever new fake voice she's got, how dare you? How dare your vice president say that it's a fact of life shootings and he doesn't care about kids? And Trump needs to have the quote with him and say, he said it's terrible, it's horrible, we've got to stop it, it makes him sick. I mean, I play the clip, it's basically, he says exactly this. It just upsets him so much, this has become a fact of life, we've got to change that. and needs to say, you're a lying witch. You just got caught in a giant lie. I knew she'd do it. Here is the quote. And the moderator's like, no notes, no notes, no notes. And he goes, I demand that I be given authorization to show the fraud she just did. He said it's terrible and it shouldn't be a fact of life. Now get the J.D. Vance clip. I basically said it exactly, but imagine saying, we've got to stop the fentanyl epidemic. It should not be a fact of life. And then you see the headline everywhere, fact of life. I just said hundreds of thousands, it's up to 200,000 almost dead now. It keeps growing. It was like 150 last year. It's shooting for 200,000 this year. It's already over 100,000. And if I say we cannot allow fentanyl epidemic of mass death to just become a fact of life, I did not say fentanyl's okay. It's no big deal. It's a fact of life. But again, and I know you know this, but there are still idiots that actually believe this crap. So those are zingers she's going to give him. She'll hit him again with how dare you call Mexicans horrible people, never did that. It'll all be the constant retreading of stuff that even Snopes says isn't true. She'll probably say, you know, you're convicted of rape, which he wasn't. He was convicted civilly for saying he was innocent of rape that was never adjudicated. Says he grabbed a woman's thing in an open shopping center. They don't even have doors on the stalls. I can't remember what year it was. And y'all convicted, or whatever new voice she's got. Never know what it's going to be. Like spin the wheel. Southern accent, Yosemite Sam accent, made up black accent, made up southern black accent, Indian accent. Talks to Hispanics. Hello, do you want taco? So it's going to be spectacular in that she's going to fall flat on her face without a teleprompter. Remember her on CNN a week and a half ago? She was like squatting down. The people are like way above her. And she's like hiding. Let Tim answer that question. I can't really talk. And it's because she's got serious performance anxiety. You can see that. So she's going to be on drugs. She's going to be bombed out of her gourd. That's the question. She come out all hopped out on some weird ecstasy. She might be on a hit of ecstasy. I've seen her on she looked like that at the DNC. Big old pupils. Feeling good. Yeah, they're going to give her a Molly. I'm dead serious. That's what they came up with as the psychologists back in the 80s. They had invented it before that in the 50s. It's a hallucinogen mixed with amphetamines. And it was for couples that have problems or people that have shyness. It was a big bar drug. She'll be on a hit of ecstasy, pharmaceutical grade. And it's just going to be insane. She's going to come out. She was obviously drunk and on Xanax at the CNN deal. Because you either get drunk and on Xanax, and her face all long, and the eyes all blown out, slurring the words. But I don't think, you can do that every day. That's your normal go-to. They admit that. So yeah, you're going to get a hit of ecstasy or some other designer thing. They got a bunch of variants of that. You're going to get it. She'll be on Molly. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, band.video, and follow us at Real Alex Jones on X. Those are the coordinates of liberty. It's very important you share those links. We'll be right back.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Tough like a scuff on a pair of old leather boots, like a blue-collar, red dirt attitude, like a 38-minute breast. Tough like the stuff in your grandpa's glass. Life's gonna do what it does. Sure as the good Lord's up above. I'm cut like a diamond shining in the rough.
Welcome back to the broadcast that all of the globalist men, all the king's horses and all the king's men, couldn't shut down thanks to your support and God breathing life in this operation. Thank you so much. I salute you all. I want to play a clip from Joe Rogan last week. These numbers are all public. Cancers have increased since the shots 3,000%. It's not the COVID that did it. It's the shots. All-cause morbidity up 40%. Pulmonary embolisms up almost 500%. You wonder what causes it? It is the shots, the spike proteins being built in. I want to play this clip. Of course, we said this years ago. The insurance numbers have been coming in. It's the same every year now. It just continues on. Let's play this clip.
I can't even see that. It's the f***ing government, man.
You think it's not?
I think it is sometimes. I assume they listen to everything I say.
They do.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sure.
They do. You took
a lot of boring shit.
You took a bold stand, though, years ago when the governments were trying to poison their citizens. You took a very bold stand that nobody else took. That's what I was like, wow, I appreciate you, because I lost 3-4 jobs because I refused to take it. I refuse.
I bet you feel better about it now.
Well,
especially when you know all these people that have health problems because of it.
Cancers have increased 300%.
Yeah. All-cause mortality up 40% in some age groups.
Pulmonary embolisms almost up like 500%.
Yeah, thrombosis. I wonder what caused that.
Well,
crazy.
Spike proteins, that's being built and collected within the system. We can go into, I can walk you through what the spike protein did to the BRCA1 gene. That's the gene inside of our DNA that tells us that there's damage that's happening, almost like the crews that go along the highway and they immediately put up cones every time there's a problem. Well, the spike protein, which is no protein has ever been able to enter into the nucleus of a cell. Not only does it go to the ribosome to say, hey, you know what? I don't want you to produce whatever protein, like if it was a skin cell, you're not going to produce keratin anymore. You're just going to produce these spike proteins. That spike protein went into the DNA and it tells the BRCA1 gene, turn off. And that's the gene that says, hey, there's a mutation here. Let's scrap that thing. And so now the cancers are building up. The spike proteins weren't shedding from the body. They collected in the ovaries. They collected in the lymph nodes. They collected in the bone marrow. So now we have all of these diseases that's showing themselves because the body is overwhelmed trying to deal with the spike protein that's attaching itself to the ACE2 and the endothelial cells in our vascular system for everybody out there.
And the
there.
More boosters you get,
boom,
the
you're
worse
turning your system off.
Be.
You're turning it off. Your body cannot defend itself, and it's just collecting. It's just collecting.
But it also showed me the bizarre state of human psychology, that people, if you're presented with what could be a potential solution, you want to believe in it so bad that you're willing to defend these companies that have been the most deceptive companies, proven deceptive, not just deceptive, but deceptive in the way that they are allowed to distribute information. They're allowed to not be transparent about their studies. They could have multiple studies that show a negative cause or a negative effect, and they don't have to release those studies.
Why?
Because they're bought and sold.
But I think it's an agenda to it.
You think so?
I think it's an agenda attached to it because they restricted any natural thing like ivermectin.
All right, so that's Joe just talking to a very well-informed, huge musician. But now we're going to talk to Dr. Brett Weinstein about it, and I'm going to give you the rest of the story. This is the big enchilada. This is the plan. This is the key. It's priming you for the next attack that'll make the last one look like nothing. This is life-saving information. I posted the video you're about to see at InfoWars.com, band.video, and Relox Jones on X. Please get it. Please share it. We can stop the New World Order. They're already in deep trouble. And please keep us on air by supporting our sponsors, drjonesnaturals.com, and all the incredible products there, like Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano silver products, and more. If you want to keep us on air, get great products, go now to drjonesnaturals.com, and that finances and funds all the resistance you see here that is so powerful against the enemy. So thanks for the support, those that have. Those on the fence, what are you waiting for? Please go now to drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Here is the report.
Because what they seem to have, in the best case, accidentally done is created a vulnerability in the populations that took the mRNA shots that does not exist in populations that didn't. And any time a pathogen shows up with spike, it is likely to trigger the immune system to stand down. Right? That's something that a weapons maker might dream of doing to its enemy.
The magnitude of the information I'm about to lay out here is huge. It's really hard to describe just how insanely evil the globalists are and how it's all documented and hiding in plain view. Now, before I lay this out and play a very important segment from Joe Rogan's interview with Professor and Dr. Brett Weinstein, I want to be very clear with viewers and listeners. I've interviewed hundreds of experts, and the most important information I've gotten is from the heads of major globalist institutes, like the Kreck Institute that advises the UK government on vaccines. They're the main body, one of the top organizations in the world, admitting almost 4 years ago when they first rolled out
the mRNA COVID Moderna and Pfizer shots, they're the exact same thing, just Moderna's three times stronger, that it erases your immune system. A vaccine is supposed to do the opposite of that. But this gene therapy does just that. That this information has been known for a while. There are literally hundreds of studies, mainline, Harvard, you name it, Journal of American Medicine, British Medical Journal, confirming this. But in a dinner I had, not this Friday, but last Friday, about 8-9 days ago, here in Austin with Dr. Brett Weinstein, before he went on Rogan, he talked in the 2+ hour dinner with some other folks and I about the different angles what I'm about to lay out, what he's about to lay out. And he added a little bit more to the backstory that was so key to what we're about to play that really is the bombshell. Now, he went on Rogan for 2 hours, and it went viral. And a lot of the clips went viral, tens of millions of views, conservatively, just for the full show alone. But I kept waiting when it came out 4 or 5 days ago for the main import to be seen. And that's the fact that the mystery of what the COVID shots they pushed so hard, what the real plan is with those. I mean, we know it attacks fertility and causes blood clots and myocarditis and heart attacks and strokes. We know it turns old cancers that were turned off back on into turbo cancers and produces new cancers. That's all known. We know from insurance, actuaries around the world, over 20 million people are dead from those. This is all admitted. But what's the master plan? You see, the binary weapon is so strong with shots that by the third shot, your immune system's almost totally turned off. And years before Professor Weinstein said that, I'm going to show you first the head of the big UK Institute saying it. And it's in the literature. And he's like, oh, it's a new thing we have. You won't have an immune system anymore for these shots. Ah, he's just saying the quiet part out loud like it's no big deal hiding in plain view.
So the key message from our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be, and the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be.
And then you go into all the documents and research and some of the studies we'll be showing on screen that we added over the Rogan interview to kind of augment it with a digital bibliography for you. So I wanted to just add up front the things he said at dinner that weren't off record. He says he's going to cover it on Rogan that he didn't get to during Rogan. And it's this. Not only do the shots turn your immune system way down, and some people have taken more than 10 now. Fauci's taken 6. He's in the hospital all the time. He claims, if you believe that. But any outside regular natural virus now that wouldn't even get you sick or kill you, to get you a lot sicker or kill you now because of a turning down the immune system, but that's not the key. Any regular virus or souped up gain of function virus can now have the spike protein added very, very easily or even mixed in with it. And now people that have had 2, 3, or more shots totally don't resist a pathogen, a virus that has the spike protein with it. And then he added the final piece, which is hiding in plain view and is a fact. Russia, China, and all these other countries in the BRICS nations did not take the shots. Their governments wouldn't even let them be given in places like China. They had their own classic vaccines that were actually attenuated virus so your body could learn what it was and defeat the virus itself, not produce what the virus creates to counter the virus. How does that work? I mean, it's a five-year-old to understand this is all a fraud. It's all a scam in your face. Here's the key. Not only does it turn off your immune system, not only can it be added to a regular virus now and your body totally turns off, basically vaccine-induced AIDS, that's what it's being called in mainline literature, but China and Russia and all these other countries didn't take it So when the new virus gets released with spike protein or a regular virus is out there that normally wouldn't make you very sick, now it kills you or makes you wish you were dead. So it was made in China. Bill Gates was involved. The globalists were involved. We know the globalists are at war with the West. China and all our supposed enemies won't get sick now. Their immune systems aren't turned down now. But everybody in Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., Canada, the U.K., Western Europe, New Zealand, of course, has had their own scientists come out at the top of the government and said the shots are causing mass death. You've got Singapore's taking the shots. So many other countries as well. All those countries that had up to 70% uptake of the first few shots, so people figured out it was a scam, now are wide open to the binary weapon. One part, the shot, primes you. The next virus comes along and makes you extremely ill or kills you. So that's the parts he didn't finish up with, pointing out the elephant in the room. And it's a fact. China and Russia didn't take it. So this is just over the top important. I did a whole hour on this live today. That'll be on X. It is on X. It's also at band.video if you want to go see the deep dive on this. But I wanted to do this intro right now to this incredibly important information. He was very careful. This is not his opinion. This is a fact. And I'm just stating the obvious now in my conclusion, which is there. But think of how it's hidden in plain view. Lowers your immune system massively to every other outside normal pathogen or natural pathogen or any souped up gain of function. And then if you add to any souped up or just regular virus, spike protein, you just turn the lights out. Shields are down. Isn't that smart? Don't make a super powerful virus that can actually kill the elite. They don't take the shot and they give you a shot that raises your immune system. That's really smart, isn't it? That's how they protect themselves. That's how they do it. That's a question we kept asking. This has been hiding in plain view for years. I've talked about this for years, but now all of it's come into focus. And here's why we're reporting on this. Not just for those they killed or maimed, not just to bring the criminals to justice, but so they can't do it again. Follow me for more reports on this and other key issues at Real Alex Jones. And now the ball is in your court to research this information, to document for yourself. It's all hiding in plain view and to take action with this to stop the globalists before they launch the next major leg of the attack. Because the priming the weapon is just the beta test, and it's so serious, the priming's killed a bunch of people. But the real attack is going to be exponentially bigger and worse. Here's the report.
Why is it we are dealing with a simultaneous panic over Eastern equine encephalitis and West Nile virus? Well, that is a very odd coincidence. One thing that's true is the last panic was over COVID. And the response to COVID was massive vaccination with the mRNA shots, as you know. The mRNA shots, for anybody who got two or more, triggered the production of something called IgG4, which I don't know if we've talked about it before, but IgG4 is the immune system's own message to itself to turn itself down. Okay?
Why two or more?
That's just empiric. I don't know whether anybody expected this result, but when it was pursued, that was just the number at which we could detect the presence of IgG4.
So not with one?
Not with one. I'm not saying there wasn't any with one, but we don't detect it with one shot.
Okay.
And then two produces some effect, and the more shots you get, the bigger the effect. Does that explain why disease itself appears to have changed in the last year or two? Right? Why are people so sick during the summer? Right? Do you remember even 5 years ago?
Right.
There were summer colds. People remarked on them because it was weird when you got sick during the summer. Right. Oh, I got a summer cold. But people weren't sick with lots of different things during the summer. In general, you were, you know, fine during the summer. And then when you got sick when it was, you know, cold out and you were driven indoors, and that was just the pattern.
Right.
So something's going on that people are much more susceptible. And it just so happens that we've watched a pattern where people have been multiply injected with something that we know turns their immune system down. Why are we not asking the question if the reason that we may have a problem with West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis is the result of a self-inflicted wound, right? We should at least be asking that question. Instead, we are still recommending that goddamn COVID shot.
Well, and then look at a guy like Fauci, who was one of the rare few that was hospitalized, and he's had 6 shots, according to him.
Yeah, I gotta say, as soon as we get to Fauci, I just don't believe anything. I don't know. I'm agnostic as to whether or not the dude took any shots, whether he's, I don't know what's going on, because there's so much garbage surrounding that guy and what he thinks and what he did that I just can't accept any of it at face value. But here's what I don't understand. Let's look at the Eastern equine encephalitis issue. They are now considering curfews. Right? They're going to start eroding civil liberties over the presence of this disease. One person has died.
It's only one person?
Yeah. If you read up on it, it turns out the average year, there are 7 diagnosed cases of this. So it's not like this is a disease that never shows up and suddenly there's one case and people are freaking out. There's apparently an annual rate of this. We have an annual rate that even if it's more, this does not suggest the possibility of a massive disease spread. And if it did, we're still giving people a shot that causes their immune systems to turn down. So can we at least stop doing that before we start panicking over new diseases? Because it sure looks like we are creating vulnerability to new diseases over here, recommending mRNA shots that people don't need. And then we are, you know, having lockdowns. Like,
well, we're also recommending it to people that already have natural immunity, which is the most bizarre thing.
Of course.
The most bizarre, because there's no science that backs that up. It doesn't make any sense, and yet we're still saying to these people, you got to get your boosters. This IgG4?
IgG4.
IgG4. What does that stand for?
Ig means immunoglobulin. That's synonym for antibody. IgG is a major class of antibody. There are something like 5 major classes. And then IgG4 is a subclass that turns the immune system down.
And why does this, what is it about the mRNA shots that causes this to happen?
We don't know.
We just know measurably people who have more of them have this.
Yes. And it's alarming. COVID, SARS-CoV-2. Virus that causes COVID appears to have emerged from laboratory work that was dual use. Dual use work means bioweapons research. The excuse, so it's called dual use because you're only allowed to do bioweapons research if it's also research that might contribute to public health. So the excuse is, oh, we're working, you know, what did they tell us? They said, well, the gain-of-function research is so that we can create pathogens and learn what to do about them before they find themselves out of nature and we don't know what to do, right? This is a nonsense story. It is not coherent to think that by creating some pathogen in a laboratory that you're going to learn something about pathogens that might leap out of nature. For one thing, pathogens leaping out of nature is a difficult thing for them to do. They have to do 2 tricks and it's not easy. They have to infect a person. Okay. Some pathogens will do that. But then before that person dies or gets better, they have to jump from one person to the next. Very, very few are ever going to jump that gap. So it's not a big risk. And then if you've created a pathogen of your own, you're going to learn about what to do about that pathogen, but it's not broadly applicable. And you can see we had research on coronaviruses being done in the Wuhan Institute, being done in North Carolina. How much help did it give us? What did we learn from that research that protected us from COVID? And the answer is nothing.
Nothing.
Because it's inconceivable that you would. So they're using the excuse of public health to do this weapons research. But here's the punchline of the story. The vaccines are also the product of bioweapons research because they include the spike protein, which was the innovation that made the ancestor of SARS-CoV-2 into an infectious human pathogen, right? The addition of a fern cleavage site to spike protein made this thing capable of infecting and spreading between humans. That spike protein was the core of the mRNA shots. Get two or more of those shots, now you create IgG4, and the more of the shots you have, the more you produce.
But was there any literature that indicated that this was going to have this effect before they rolled out the vaccines, or was this just an unfortunate byproduct?
I am not aware of that literature, but notice the following problem. That IgG4 signal to turn down the immune system is now connected to the presence of spike protein. At a bioengineering level, it is trivial to add spike protein to something else. Bioweapons researchers have a problem. If you create, first of all, they have two problems. One of them is there aren't that many weaponizable human pathogens, right? So they're sort of bored with the fact that they've got a small number of these things and they've played around with them and, you know, they're not happy. They need something else. So there's also a vast number in nature that you could in principle weaponize, but most of them can infect a human. So they engage in this, you know, hocus pocus stuff where they take stuff that doesn't infect a human and they turn it into something that infects a human. And of course the risk that it will escape is very, very large, and the risk that we will learn anything useful is very, very small. But nonetheless, they play this game, and if they create something that is a frightening weapon that could in principle in their warped minds be used for something useful, the question is, how can you deliver a biological weapon that harms your enemies without harming your population? You have to separate those two populations in some way. The obvious way to do it is to inoculate your population so that they have an immunity. The enemy population doesn't have an immunity, right? Mind you, this is all wildly immoral, but if you think like a weapons maker, this makes some kind of sense. But this is not the only way. That's where the IgG4 thing really throws me. Because what they seem to have, in the best case, accidentally done is created a vulnerability in the populations that took the mRNA shots that does not exist in populations that didn't. And any time a pathogen shows up with spike, it is likely to trigger the immune system to stand down. Right? That's something that a weapons maker might dream of doing to its enemy.
Back us! All we do is deliver victory! You want war? You got it!
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy.
Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.